Thursday, October the 15th, and we are halfway through October already. And today we are in Psalm 81, and there's a sense in which we are halfway through the Psalter. Now, I have a degree in mathematics, and I know that half of 150 is not 81, but this is halfway through the third book of the Psalms, and the Psalms have five books. And this is something I think I heard Bob Godfrey say one time at an address at Ligonier conference. And Bob Godfrey, Dr. Godfrey, loves the Psalms, and every time I've heard him preach on the Psalms, it has always been a source of great blessing. And so he who pointed out that Psalm 81 is halfway through the third book of the Psalter, and halfway through Psalm 81 are these words in verse 8, second half of verse 8, O Israel, if you would but listen to me. And that could very well be the summary of not just the Psalter, but of the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. God is calling upon us to listen. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. The ever proximity of idolatry. As Calvin said, that man's mind is a perpetual factory of idols. Selective hearing, verse 13. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. And it reminds me of when I was a young boy on the farm in Wales. We had a dog. It was a border collie, black and white sheepdog, incredibly intelligent. But she was my mother's dog more than my father's dog. And my father would send her up to gather the sheep, and she would go halfway up the mountain, and then she would tire at this stage in life. She was getting old, and my father would raise his voice at her, and that was enough. She would sort of cock her head to one side, pretending that she couldn't hear what he said, and the more he yelled, the more she sort of did this, and I was convinced that it was just selective hearing. She knew full well what she was supposed to do. She just didn't have the energy to do it. Well, that's what this psalm is suggesting. Oh, that my people would listen to me. That's our chief calling, to listen to what God says in his word and do it. So today, especially if we're at that stage in life where we pretend not to listen. When loved ones speak to us, we're far away, we're pretending we're reading or something, and we've heard what that person has said, we're just pretending not to listen. And we can do that sometimes as Christians. God is speaking to us, but we're not listening. We have a disease called selective hearing. We have to heed him in everything that he says and do it. Well, the Lord bless you today.